Good Sunday morning, friends. How are you all doing? I hope you're hanging in. This is CA, your Christian podcaster and friend on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show, syndicated on iHeartRadio. Well, welcome to Sunday Morn Praise. There's a lot to be praying that we need to be praying about and continue to be united in intercessory prayer. We know one thing, that God has this under control, and He will. And, I look sadly on the television screens up top our podcast studio, and I see that they're showing churches with just vacant pews right now. They're having to do a lot of online church services or devotions or podcast or whatever it may be. Let me tell you something right now. Life will get back to normal. When it will get back to normal, I absolutely have no idea. But I know one thing. That God's got this under control, I promise. He will get this taken care of. And we're just going to have to keep praying. I want to remind you, too, if you'd like, you can always email me, prayer requests, questions, comments, PTL reports. I'm fixing to share one with you. I'm going to share two today, believe it or not. Morningsbrew@gmail.com. Again, morningsbrew@gmail.com. That is my email address. Also, friends, you can call me or text me. That's right. CA, text. Yes, you can text me. On my ministry line, 1-800-978-9735. Again, 1-800-978-9735. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. One of my team or myself will get back to you just as soon as possible. Well, let me tell you, let me read a Bible devotion. I'm going to tell you about a PTL report. Today I want to talk about prayer releases God's power. In the book of 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 17, Scripture reminds us, prayer without ceasing. How many times have you heard someone say, all I can do is pray, all I can do is pray? You might as well say that to a starving man. All I can do is offer you food, or to a sick person, all I can do is give you medicine that will make you well, or to a poor child, all I can do is buy you the toy the most want for your birthday. You see, prayers, friends, unlocks the doors to heaven and releases the power of God. Find that in the book of James chapter 4, verse 2. In fact, Scripture says in that verse, you do not have because you do not ask. Let me repeat it. James chapter 4, verse 2. You do not have because you don't ask. See, the Bible says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God. Find that in the book of Philippians chapter 4 and verse 6. So we are not to let God know only our needs, but the needs of others. So often our prayers, friends, focus only on ourselves. But God wants us to use through our prayers to touch lives of other people as well. For whom should you be praying this day? Here's a little hope for you today. It is automatic response when we hear someone's trial. I'll be praying for you. So often, friends, we walk away and never think of it again. How fervently would we pray if we truly believe it unleashed the power of God? God is power. Now, I'm going to play a song right now. It's a new one by Taryn Wells, and it's called Echo. Hope you guys enjoyed exclusively on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. Sunday Morning Praise exclusively on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show on iHeartRadio. My buddy, your buddy, Tyrone Wells, along with Elevation Worship on that song that is the studio version. Well, I forgot to tell you, just like a Christian podcaster will forget, or a DJ probably would forget, and I guess some of my DJ friends that do listen to me, and I thank them very much. I had an encouraging email. I woke up this morning and I looked, and one of my listeners named Tiff, she said, I sure miss my family, talking about the radio family of the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show, because I haven't been able to do very many, if any, live casts lately with everything going on in the world. But you know what, Tiff, if you're listening, I'm going to try my best to try to do a live cast tonight, and it will be rolled over to my networks. But in her email, she not only said that she misses her family – But she wanted to personally thank me because of the encouragement and how God is using me. And in her time when she was discouraged, that my prayers to her and other listeners out there, especially with her, got answered because she was so discouraged about finding a job. And she's a nurse, an RN, and up there in New York. And she's wore out, you know, but she said that she graduated. They let her graduate early, as you had probably heard on the news. And she got a job. She's praising the Lord that, as a nurse and as an RN nurse. And Tiff, if you're listening to this podcast, whenever you get a chance, we thank you. I want to personally thank all of our nurses and doctors for all your hard work. You're our front line out there, and we're going to pray for you later on in an intercessory prayer. Anyway, she said she misses her radio family. We're back off and on the air. Just so much been going on, but we're still here. We still love you, and thank you so much for sending me that email. And I'm glad that you got you a job, and I'm glad prayers got answered. Well, Stephen Curtis Chapman, will you kick it off, continuing on Sunday morning praise? Tiff, this is for you and a lot of listeners out there through this time we're going through. Stephen Curtis Chapman, his strength is perfect.
Yeah. am I even on the right path now? Had a couple wins, but I got knocked down. But I know that you are here right now, and you say, ooh, sometimes you lose, sometimes you win. Ooh, you gotta get up again. Ooh, keep holding on, it's not the end. Ooh, you gotta get up again.
Amen. Michael W. Smith, great are you, Lord, and he is great all the time. even in times of crisis. And I just totally feel this morning, friends, the Holy Spirit inside my podcast studio. And you know what? Even when I walk outside, leaving the podcast studio in my car, I feel Him. I sense Him. And He's saying, I've got you, my son. And not only does He have me, He has you. So in times and in troubles and things you're going through in your life, please hold on. Hold on for dear life. Well, I want to read another devotion to you. Again, this is CA on Sunday Morning Praise on iHeartRadio. This one's entitled Jesus Prayer Program. Friends, in the book of John, chapter 16 and verse 23, Scripture reminds us, whatever you ask the Father in my name, He will give to you. One of the most amazing things in all the Scripture is how much time Jesus spent in prayer. He had only 3 years of public ministry, yet was never too hurried to spend time in prayer. He prayed before every difficult task confronting Him. He prayed with regularity, not in a day begun or close in which He did not unfold His soul before His Father. How quickly and carelessly, by contrast, we pray. Snatches of memorized verses are hastily spoken in the morning. Then we say goodbye to God for the rest of the day until we rush through a few closing petitions at night. This is not the prayer program that Jesus outlined. In fact, Jesus pledged long and repeatedly. It is recorded that He spent the whole entire nights in fervent appeal. No one could ever have been so busy, but He was never too busy for prayer. So my question to you to think about is, what keeps you from making prayer a priority in your schedule? Here's some hope for you today. Forgive me, Lord, for treating people like an option instead of a necessary. For what could possibly be a better use of my time than intimate conversations with the God who created me? Speak, Lord, your servant is listening. Amen. Amen. Well, before I play a song, and I'm going to play this next Easter Sunday as well, even though we're in our homes. Friends, prayer is the key. This virus, this invisible virus that has lost a lot of life, prayer is the key. Washing our hands and putting the face mask on now and everything. But in times of trouble, you see, Satan plays with your mind. God's in your heart. Coming to Him with childlike faith and saying, Lord, I just give all this to You because I know You've got this. Well, I'm ready to celebrate, and I need Dom Bonone to kick it off. Yes, Sunday Morning Praise. Celebrate Jesus right now, friends. Praise His name in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. What a better way. What a better way to close out a song on Sunday Morning Praise on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show on iHeartRadio. Friends, I just want to say a prayer, an intercessory prayer before we close out on Sunday Morning Praise. Please be safe. Please wash your hands. Please keep social distancing. It's hard, but please take care of yourself. We want you back next Sunday for Sunday Morning Praise. And your family wants you back too. And on top of that, I want you to listen to my podcast. Also, will you do me a favor? Like me on my Facebook page. We'll see where you're located at. I want you to do this. If you're a Facebook lover, the Morning Brew Christian Podcast, like me for free. Excuse me. What I'm doing is I am doing a live cast, and I'm doing a little bit of a Bible devotion. Been doing it nearly every day, and I post it on there. So, please tell your friends about us. We're here to love. We're here to serve. We are the beacon for God. We are also the lighthouse and ambassador for God. Again, my toll-free 1-800 number, call or text. That's right, you can text it. It works. 1-800-978-9735, 1-800-978-9735. Search me on Google, the Morning Brew Christian Podcast, and Twitter lovers, all these new millennials out there that do a lot of tweeting. Search me, the Morning Brew Christian Podcast, or type up or look up at Morning's Brew. And follow me there for free as well. Also, Apple Podcasting, Google Play, CastBox, of course, iHeartRadio, our main company we're with. So, really, you can find me anywhere just by searching up the Morning Brew Christian. I got tons and tons of good biblical teachings, and we do comedies as well. I hope you got a chance to hear my journey on the last taping. If you didn't, I encourage you, please send me a text and let me know what you thought about it, or email me. Also, want real quick, any of you new music lovers, do me a favor. Send me your new music. I'd love to hear it. Email it to me only at morningsbrew@gmail.com, morningsbrew@gmail.com. All right, let's lead off in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for all you do. Father God, we love you, and we come to you in this intercessory prayer. Please, dear Jesus, we need you each and every day of our life, and I pray right now this COVID-19 be gone, virus be gone. We know you got it, God. We know you can handle this. And I pray, God, you also take care of the people that are sick, the ones that are infected, God. I pray you just touch them and heal them. And dear Jesus, also pray that you be with the ones that have lost loved ones with COVID-19. Oh, God, wrap your arms around them. Give them the comfort they need. Father, to discourage pastors out there too, I pray you be with them. Please, dear Jesus, with not able to come to their house of worship with their congregation. May you just touch them and give them the guidance they need. Oh, Jesus, we need you each and every day, and we know this is going to be coming to an end soon. But only you know the time and the day and the hour and the minute and the second. But we put all of our faith, hope, and trust in you. We love you. Be it the ones that are sick, maybe some still have the flu, or going through hurting that had to put their operations on delay because of needing the ventilators for the people. And we think in New York City how my heart just cries for them right now, and Louisiana being another hot spot, and then Dallas looks like they're going to be a hot spot too as well. Just all across the country, God, who would ever thought we'd ever live to see something like this? But we know you got it. We're counting on this to be ended soon through you, because we know you can evaporate this. You're the great physician, for we love you in Christ's name. Amen. Well, friends, again, thank you so much for tuning in to Sunday Morning Praise on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show, syndicated on iHeartRadio. Remember, the sun does rise on the other side, and I want you to enjoy life. LIFE, exclamation point dot, even if you're bored, I want you to enjoy it, okay? All right, you're loved. Until we talk again soon, bye for now.